Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Hi everybody, you're still on EZ Radio. Now, in the second part of our program, we are going to listen to interviews of or about women who changed the world. Now, let's listen to Guillaume, Axelina, Tiffen and Maximilien talking about Angela Davis.
Good morning, it's 10 p.m. on Axolity Radios. Today, we'll meet Angela Davis. Max, our interviewer, is gonna talk with her. Stay tuned.
Hello, Angela. Today, we're gonna talk about a little bit of your life and how you changed the world. First, when were you born?
Hello, I was born in 1944. In Birmingham. Now I'm 72.
Yes, so you're an activist. You were arrested and sent to prison, but you were and are always a woman who changed the world.
Yeah, people define me as a woman who changed the world because I fight for the causes that I find important.
Okay, thanks Angela for this moment with us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now let's listen to Dani, Anaïs, Adriana, Valérie talking about Helen Keller.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we are welcoming Mrs. Irvui, who knows all about Helen Keller.
Good afternoon.
So, what can you tell us about her?
Helen was born a healthy child in Alabama in 1880. She became deaf and blind at the age of 19 months, further to an unknown disease. One of the closest person to her, Anne Sullivan, has helped her to overcome her handicap and taught her obedience.
It must have been very difficult for her. How did she go to college? How did she learn how to read and write?
Well, from the moment Anne met Helen, she began to sign words into Helen's hand, trying to help her understand the idea that everything has a name. With remarkable determination, Helen graduated in 1904, becoming the first deaf and blind person to graduate from college.
That's incredible! She must have suffered a lot. How did she help people to stay stronger? How did she change the world?
She created a foundation to help people like her all around the world. She dedicated her entire life to help people and tried to make them see the potential in their own lives.
She was an incredible woman. Thank you for answering my questions. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's listen to Bilal, Laurie, Tatiana and Leanne talking about Aya Tubman.
Hello, today we are going to welcome a journalist and a specialist who has studied Aya Tubman.
Hello, so to start with, who was Aya Tubman?
Aya Tubman was born in 1820 and died of pneumonia in 1913. Aya Tubman was a black woman who fought for the abolition of slavery.
How did she change the world?
So she escaped her master with her two brothers, but once she was caught up, she tried again without her brothers, and she succeeded. During the night, she saved more than 700 slaves on the wall.
Okay, thanks for listening to us. We'll come back for another show very soon with a story of another woman who changed the world.
Now let's listen to Nene, Ryan, Sabrine, Christelle talking about Queen Victoria.
Hello, today we are with Christelle, the journalist, and Sabrine, the specialist of Queen Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
So you're a specialist about Queen Victoria, right?
Yeah.
And can you talk a little about Queen Victoria?
Sure. Queen Victoria was born in 1890 and she died at the age of 82. In 1901, she grew up under the Kensington system and she had a hard childhood.
And did she get married?
Yes, with her cousin Prince Albert at the age of 18 and they had 9 children.
Did she have a long or a short reign?
She had a very long reign, the second longest reign of the British monarchy after Queen Elizabeth II.
When did she become queen?
Victoria succeeded her uncle William IV. just weeks after her 18th birthday.
What did Queen Victoria change during her reign?
5 years after becoming queen, she banned all women and children from working in mines.
And the most important, how this woman changed the world?
During her 67 years of reign over Britain, the empire experienced important social, political and industrial changes, and she also encouraged education.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Let's listen to Mariam, Xavi, Kenza and Arthur talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hello everybody and welcome to EZ Radio. Today we've got the pleasure to welcome Hillary Clinton's brother Hugh and a specialist who will ask him some questions and his sister.
Hello Hugh, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, super. Thank you to be here.
It's a pleasure.
How many were you in your family and where did you grow up?
We were three children, Hillary, Tony and I, and we grew up in Park Ridge in Illinois.
Okay, so let's talk about your sister, Hillary Clinton. Which work did she do first?
She started as first lady during the administration of her husband, Bill Clinton. She became an American lawyer, a politician and a secretary of state.
And during her career, what did she do to change the world?
The right of women and girls was a central cause for Hillary, and she will continue that fight. She called out human rights abuses by the Chinese government against women and girls, contributed to highlighting force against violence against women, and invited people to change that. As a Secretary of State, she elevated the statue of women and girls around the world.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodham.
Thank you.
Now let's listen to Iliana, Caroline, Jonathan, Edmond talking about Rosa Parks.
Welcome everyone on BBC Radio. Today we are going to talk about Rosa Parks because she belongs to women who changed the world. Today our guest is Rosa Parks' daughter. Hello, thanks for coming. How are you?
Hello, thanks for your invitation. I'm fine, thank you.
Your mother was a very dynamic woman.
Yes, I admired her a lot. She has always fought for her conviction.
Great. How did your mother change the world?
She changed the world because there is now more equality between black people and white people. And I think it's thanks to her, all women have fought for equality.
Thank for you answering my question. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's listen to Lina, Aline and Lucy talking about Anna Fisher.
Today Anna Fisher and a journalist are here on BBC Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for the invitation.
Anna Fisher, a famous astronaut, is going to answer some of Howard's questions. Which are you famous?
Because I was the first woman to participate in Mission Wave NASA in 1978.
Which school did you graduate from?
I graduated from San Pedro High School and from UCLA in 1971.
Have you written books?
Yes, I have written 3 books about my studies for the Journal of Inorganic Chemistry.
You won 2 awards, which on?
Yes, I won the awards of National Science Foundation Undergraduate Research Fellowship and the awards of NASA Space Flight Medal.
Thank you for coming. You can find the interview on the BBC website.
Thanks for listening to our programs, React and @CLG Zola. Bye-bye.